sisters. Hola, my brothers. Reading together. This is Pastora Lucy Morales, New Church Development Hispanic Latino Ministry Servant. Podcast for the conference Reading Together Week 12, March 22 to 28. And we will be reading during this week in the book of Joshua, chapters 3 to the 22. Wow, it's almost the whole book. Also, some chapters of the letter of Paul to the church in Corinthians in Psalms 69 and 47. And I have titled this devotional with this name, Fear versus Trust, because anxiety, fear, and panic are the words defining the times we live in today. But brothers and sisters, although this might be true for the world, our Heavenly Father wants us to know that we don't have to be shaken by every bad report that we see or hear. We are in the middle of this Lent 2020, and the entire world is under attack by this new mutation of a virus. Due to security measures, our churches had officially ceased activities for a couple of weeks, and I believe that the authorities and our spiritual leaders are making a great effort to mitigate the impact of the pandemic in our nation. However, and as always, there is fear. Fear of being infected, fear that our loved ones will contract this virus. Fear tells us about the lack of control when a situation gets out of hand. It is natural to feel fear or to be afraid. It allows us to recognize danger so that we can flee to safety. Somebody said that fear is a cause to pause, an invitation to stop and seek the way forward. When we look in scriptures, when the Lord says, "Do not be afraid," is because those are very difficult times where people stop, have a pause to ask for direction and courage. The Bible teaches us about fear and trust, and the book of Joshua tells us about this matter, about the Lord telling Joshua, "Do not be afraid." The problem is when we allow fear to dominate our lives. We know what happened to the people of Israel when fear took control of their lives. 40 years in the desert were the result. This reminds me of a famous tale by the novel writer Gabriel Garcia Marquez, a Colombian secular writer of the 20th century. He titled his tale, "Something Very Serious is Going to Happen in This Town," and it starts like this. Imagine a very small town where there is an old lady who has two children. The 17-year-old son and a 14-year-old daughter. The mother is serving them breakfast with a worried expression. The children ask her, "What's wrong?" And she replies, "I don't know. But I woke up with the feeling that something very serious is going to happen to this town." They laughed at their mother. They say, "Those are old-fashioned hunches. Nothing is going to happen." Then the son leaves the house to go to play billiards, and at the moment he's going to throw a very simple strike. The other player says to him, "I bet you a dollar that you don't." Everyone laughs. He laughs. He throws the carom, and it is unsuccessful. He paid his dollar, and everyone asks him what happened, if it was a simple carom. He answers, "It is true, but I have been worried about something my mother told me this morning, about something serious that is going to happen to this town." Everyone laughs at him, and the one who has gained his dollars returned to his house, where he is with his mother and another relative. Happy with his dollar, he says, "I got this dollar from John in the simplest way because he's a fool." "And why is he a fool?" his mother asked him. "Because he couldn't make a very simple carol." Filled with the idea that his mother woke up today with the idea that something very serious is going to happen in this town. Then the mother says to him, "Don't make fun of all people's premonitions, because sometimes they come out." The relative hears it and goes to buy meat. She says to the butcher, "Sell me a pound of meat." And at the moment they are cutting it, she adds, "Better sell me two, because they are saying that something serious is going to happen and the best thing is to be prepared." The butcher dispatches his meat, and when another lady comes to buy a pound of meat, he says, "Take two, because there are people saying that something very serious is going to happen and they are preparing and buying things." Then the woman answers, "I have several children. Look, you better give me 4 pounds. He sells the 4 pounds, and in order not to make the story long, I will say that the butcher in half an hour ran out of meat. He kills another cow, sells it all as the rumor spreads. The time comes when everyone in town is waiting for something to happen. Activities stop, and suddenly at 2 in the afternoon, it is hot as always. Someone says, 'Have you noticed how hot it is?' 'But it's always been hot in this town,' says one. 'Yet it has never been so hot at this hour. But at 2 in the afternoon, it is when it is hottest.' 'Yes, but not as hot as now.' To the deserted town, to the deserted square, suddenly a little bird comes down and the word spreads. 'There is a little bird in the square,' and everyone comes scared to see the little bird. 'But gentlemen,' says one, 'there have always been little birds that come down.' 'Yes, but never at this time.' There comes a time of such attention for the villagers that they are all desperate to leave and do not have the courage to do so. 'I am very macho or brave,' one shouts. 'I am leaving.' He grabs his furniture, his children, his animal. He puts them in a cart and crosses the main street where the poor people are looking at him. Until that moment, they say, 'If he dares, then we should also leave.' And they start to literally dismantle the town. They took things, animals, everything. And one of the last to leave the town says, 'This misfortune does not come to fall on what remains of our house.' And then he sets it on fire. And others also set fire to their houses. They flee in a tremendous and true panic, as in an exodus of war. And in their midst goes the lady who had the omen, saying, 'I said that something very serious was going to happen, and they told me I was crazy.'" The end. Now, I know this sounds really exaggerated, but this is how fear works in our lives. If not, tell me why I cannot find toilet paper in any grocery store here in Huntsville. I know, and you know. But the Lord tells us so many times that we, His children, cannot live in a state of fear. I haven't counted for myself how many times the phrase "fear not" or "do not be afraid" appears in the Bible. But I did counter the phrase in the book of Joshua. The phrase "do not be afraid" appears 5 times in the entire book of Joshua. The Lord tells Joshua several times to not be afraid. We read in this book of Joshua, he is the conqueror of the promised land. He was facing huge armies, huge giants, facing battles, traveling uncharted territory, and that he even confronts nature. The reading through all these chapters of the book of Joshua, I can learn so many things about him. But the main thing is he is reminded by the Lord to believe his word for his life and the life of the Israelites. I want to read to you some of the verses that call my attention through all these chapters. Please come with me to the Bible. Chapter A highlights for the second time the Lord telling Joshua, "Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged." After these words, the Lord revealed to Joshua what's going to happen to his enemies. He says, "I have delivered them into your hands." And in this very chapter, the Lord gave them victory over the people of Ai the second time they went to war. When the Lord is telling us to not be afraid, it's not because he wants to give us positive words only. It is because he is with us, and his words is with us. That's the difference. That's why after this great victory, Joshua renewed the covenant with God and all his people at Mount Ebal. Joshua built an altar to the Lord and he read all the words of the law, just as it is written in the book of the law. The verse 35 of this chapter tells us, "There was no war of all that Moses had commanded that Joshua did not read to the whole assembly of Israel, including the women and children and the foreigners who lived among them." Now, chapter 10 takes us to another great battle. This time it's Joshua and the Israelites against 5 kings and their armies. Once again, we can read the Lord telling Joshua in verse 8, "Do not be afraid of them. I have given them into your hand. No one of them will be able to withstand you." And we know what happened. What happened? Well, that was the day, the time. Yes, the time stopped because Joshua asked to the Lord to stop the sun and the moon for them to be able to get a complete victory over their enemies. When I read these verses, I get so excited. Verse 13 and 14 says, "The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. There has never been a day like it before or since. A day when the Lord listened to a human being. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel." Do you see what I see? The Lord listened to a human being. Surely the Lord listens to us because we are his children, children of God through our Lord and Savior Jesus. When you are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, when I am filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, with his courage, we are able to stand before nature, yes, before sun and moon, and declare the word of God in our lives. Oh, wow, this is so, so powerful. Joshua is so filled with the fire of God that he is able also to tell the people of Israel the same words the Lord has been telling him since chapter 1 in his book, "Do not be afraid." And here is when we as pastors, teachers, apostles, evangelists, prophets, and leaders of the people of God have to stand up and say to them, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. This is the fourth time we find this phrase in the book of Joshua. But this time is not the Lord telling Joshua, do not be afraid. It is Joshua telling to his people in verses 24 and 25. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Be strong and courageous. This is what the Lord will do to all the enemies you are going to fight. Joshua had called all the men of Israel and said to the army commanders who had come with him, come here and put your feet on the necks of these skins. So they came forward and placed their feet on their necks. And at that moment he said, do not be afraid or discouraged. My brothers and sisters, you and me are like Joshua and these army commanders, and we are called to stand up and put our feet on the neck of any fear and get victory in the name of Jesus. When we came to the United States a long time ago now, I always remember our first night here in the United States. We were in an uncharted territory for us. We had left behind our families, country, familiar things, and we were facing a different language, different culture, different food. I don't know about my husband, but I was really, really afraid. And my little girls, they were excited, but at the same time with anxiety. And of course, I always remember our first night devotional. We were trying to encourage our children to trust the Lord and that He was with us, and it was Him who brought us here for His service and glory. I remember we read the Psalm 27, a song from King David. And you know this song. It is one of my favorites. And we read with the girls all the chapter, and we talk, and then we pray together. Days later, my older two girls started school, and in the night of that first day of school, I went to their beds to kiss them good night and God bless you. I saw a post-it note on the headboard of my middle daughter's bed. She was only 6 years old, with his own little handwriting in Spanish. She wrote Psalm 27, verse 3. Aunque un ejército acampe contra mí, no temerá mi corazón. Aunque contra mí se levante guerra, yo estaré confiado. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. How my little girl could know about the fear to be in front of an army or facing a war, she didn't know. But she knew that whatever was in front of her, she will be confident because the Lord was with her and the Lord was her light and salvation. If you are still with me, let's read the last time in the book of Joshua that the Lord said to him, do not be afraid. Chapter 11 is describing another battle, and this time is against the northern kings. And once again in verse 6, the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid of them, because by this time tomorrow I will hand all of them slain over to Israel. You are to hamstring their horses and burn their chariots. Can you see it? Once again, the Lord not only encouraged Joshua with his words, but again he described to Joshua what is going to happen. When we believe what the Lord tells us, his words, we are able to do like Joshua. Verse 9 says, Joshua did to them as the Lord had directed. He did what the Lord said to do. And then Joshua even destroyed the Anakites, those who were the giants of the land. These first 11 chapters are very important in this book. They are describing all what the Lord did through Joshua and his courage given to him by the Lord. The last verses of this chapter says, "So Joshua took the entire land, just as the Lord had directed Moses, and he gave it as an inheritance to Israel according to their tribal divisions. Then the land had rest from war." How the Lord used Joshua, a young slave of Israel in Egypt, until he became the conqueror of the promised land. Joshua learned from his leader and from the Lord. He heard all these words again and again from the Lord to Moses and from Moses to the people of Israel. "Do not be afraid." I told you that these phrases appear 5 times in the book of Joshua. But I also did a Bible research through the Bible Gateway website, and the Bible results for "do not be afraid" only from the book of Genesis until the book of Joshua appeared 80 times. 80 times, "do not be afraid." If we feel fear, we can pause and invite the Holy Spirit to take control. Look in His Word and then act according to what the Lord is telling us to do. "Do not be afraid, because the Lord your God, my God, will be with you, will be with us." Then you can sing to the Lord as the Psalm 47 is telling us. Sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises, sing praises to our King, sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing to Him a song of praise. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit, for your word. Thank you for the spirit of power and love that is in our life. O Holy Spirit, help us to be the leaders and shepherds for your people, to help them to go through all this valley of fear with the confidence that you are with us every day and until the end of the times. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.